everybody. Welcome inside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. This is Steelers Live. I'm Missy Matthews. He's Bob Labriola, and it's almost your favorite time of the year.
Football and shorts.
Right, but first, big news.
Preseason schedule.
Preseason schedule is out.
I think actually Pursuta likes preseason football more than me.
Probably. He does get excited for the regular season schedule, but not the preseason
right.
one. But we found out on Wednesday what the Steelers will be doing this upcoming preseason, the four games. Two on the road, then two at home at Heinz Field. Here is a look. The Steelers starting off against the defending Super Bowl champions at Philadelphia, then at Green Bay, hosting the Tennessee Titans and the Carolina Panthers, our favorite preseason partner, it seems, Labs, for that fourth and final preseason game. And as we have had this happen in years past, with the Philadelphia Eagles, actually, we'll be playing the Carolina Panthers in the preseason and then once again in the regular season.
Yeah, and, you know, we saw there in that clip Ben Roethlisberger in a T-shirt and a baseball cap.
I think that's what he's going to look like again.
I was going to say, that's usually what he looks like for that fourth preseason game. But, you know, the Steelers do open their preseason in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field, and that will be the first any kind of real action for the defending Super Bowl champions. That should be a pretty interesting scene, I would think. The first Super Bowl championship in Eagles history, the first football championship for that city since 1960.
You think they'll be excited?
I'll tell you what, if they hang up a couple of New England Patriots pelts, I'll be excited. You know, it's probably like that Super Bowl is probably about the eighth favorite of all time for me. I'm interested to see what it's like. I mean, Philadelphia is known as a tough sports town, but they really went bonkers over the Eagles. And I'm just interested to see, I don't know, it might take like a couple of three and outs for the Eagles before the fans start booing this year.
All right. And of course, all of the details, the dates and times for all four of those games as they are officially scheduled, we will be announcing them on Steelers.com. So you can stay tuned for those fine details.
And another good thing, really, and this is for the football team as much as, you know, for us, no long plane trips.
Yeah, man. I haven't been to Lambeau Field. I'm okay with that.
Okay. It's overrated.
I
understand.
I can check it.
Check the box. I understand. But, you know, there was a year the Steelers played. They actually played the first preseason game in the Arizona Cardinals' new facility, University of Phoenix field. And we drove out there. We flew out there on Saturday. The game was at 1 o'clock and flew back. And, I mean, everyone was really dragging. And I'm talking about the players more than me and the staff. But it takes a toll on the players' bodies. You're going back to training camp as the team would be after each of the first two preseason games. And so a lot of times fatigue is what leads to injuries. And so I'm happy to see that there aren't going to be any long trips.
All right, and there are about 2 weeks left to the draft, so that means the regular season schedule most likely, Labs, I think we can say, is going to be coming out at some point next week. That is the hope. So let's just review, since we don't know it exactly just yet, the home opponents and the away opponents. Of course, the guys coming to Heinz Field, the AFC North, the usuals, and then the Kansas City Chiefs, Los Angeles Chargers, New England Patriots, and Atlanta Falcons, and then away trips. This is probably the part you don't like, Labs. Heading to Jacksonville, that's probably okay. Same with maybe New Orleans, but then you have Oakland and Denver and Tampa Bay as well.
Yeah, last year, unlike last year, where I believe the Steelers had the fewest air miles traveled of any team in the NFL for their away schedule, this is not going to be so unforgiving. You got one on the West Coast, one in the mountains, two in Florida, and New Orleans is also down on the Gulf Coast. So, yeah, there's a lot of times the media, the Pittsburgh media that travels and covers the Steelers, they will try and drive to as many road games as possible. I believe last year they drove to all but Houston and...
That was the furthest one.
Yes. This year, the only drivable ones are the three division games.
All right, so stay tuned for the regular season schedule. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up next, we'll talk about the Steelers' pre-draft visits.